UAP disclosure. Have you noticed how many people in important positions in governments and business are coming forward with the idea UAPs are coming to Earth from other planets? I know I talk about this stuff a lot, but I do it because I think it is very important to the future of the human race. It is one of, or even the biggest secret kept for almost 80 years, but cracks in that secret are appearing. People wonder why it has been kept secret for so long, but I think I know why and I am going to tell you. My opinion is based on what I have been hearing for a couple of years now. What is the most important thing to business? It is making money, and many of them have proven they would do anything to make it, from raising the price on some medicines incredibly high to making cars with faulty parts because they didn't want to have to spend a couple of dollars more on each car to prevent an accident. I believe at least one reason for the secrecy, and probably the main one, is certain companies are benefiting incredibly from what the government is finding in crashed UAPs. If you scour the internet, you will see how many inventions could be credited to this research. The second reason is weapons. The military loves their new weapons and think of the potential for powerful advanced weapons which might be found in a crashed saucer. Companies have been working with the government for decades. The Lockheed Skunk Works, a secret part of the company developing, among other things, secret advanced planes, was privy to much of the UAP secret info, and that was proved when two of the top people there talked about this on their deathbeds. This company is not the only one involved. Boeing has its Phantom Works, the equivalent to Skunk Works. I am sure many other companies have their secret divisions also. It is not so much the divisions are secret, it is the work they do that is. One example of a company which seems to have very strong ties to the government is Bigelow Aerospace. Bigelow was the former owner of record of Skinwalker Ranch, and it said he conducted experiments there for about 10 years and it was done at the behest of the government. It has also been said the government stores extraterrestrial materials they got from crashed UAPs at his company. What I can't figure out is why he sold Skinwalker Ranch to a private individual, and how come the government let him when obviously there is something going on there we can't explain. I would have thought the government would have wanted him to hold on to it. It seems to me, and this is just my opinion, Bigelow was acting as a government agent. Could the reason for selling Skinwalker Ranch have something to do with the fact so many government officials and congressmen are interested in UAPs, and by selling this ranch to people they knew were going to go on television with it and show the world the strangeness taking place there, they were just allowing more UAP events out in the open? I can't think of any other reason right now. There are certain television programs which have pushed the UAP events to the forefront, and one of them is Ancient Aliens. The show has been on since 2009 and seems to still be going strong. I would think that all the renewed interest in UAPs has helped the show survive so long. According to the premise of the show, we have had extraterrestrials with us on this planet at least as long as humans have existed, and maybe even longer. The show goes on to say we mistook them for ancient gods and they mixed with the people. I am not so sure about this part of things, but I am sure they are here now and everyone is beginning to realize it. We have no way of knowing for sure what things owe their discovery to aliens originally, but some of the things which have been claimed to come from crashed alien ships are transistors, optical cable and memory metal, just to name a few. I don't believe in everything I am being told, however. I know the transistor has a long history of development which started far before the Roswell crash. On the other hand, many think the start of stealth technology owes its origins to back engineering, as does that memory metal which will spring back into shape, and they cited the fact Jesse Marcel, the head intelligence officer at Roswell in 1947, had brought home some of the materials from the crash, and his son had verified this and remembered the memory metal he saw, which could be bent like tin foil and then spring back to its original shape. Unfortunately, this was confiscated by the military along with all the other material he had. The Roswell incident faded out of history for years after it was covered up by General Ramey. It was rediscovered when Stanton Friedman, A nuclear physicist discovered a memo from the government relating to the incident. Many people today do not realize the incredible incidents we had in the past involving UAPs, such as the flights over the White House and the Capitol for a couple of weeks by fleets of UAPs, which made all the headlines, and some of the other events where UAPs flew over missile bases and turned off the missiles. If one sits down and looks through the history of UAP events just since Roswell, I think they would be stunned at what they find. Most of it is right there on the internet, but I am sure some is still hidden. If that doesn't change opinions about UAPs, I don't know what would. There are also the unsolved deaths of quite a few UAP investigators. Books have been written on this subject. We know a lot of people who saw things they couldn't explain, and had visits where they were threatened by strangers who wouldn't say who they were but said things like, "If you talk about the UAP or extraterrestrials you saw, your bones will land up in the desert." I am paraphrasing. The trickle of UAP information we were getting is starting to turn into a leak, which could become a flood soon. People realize something is going on with UAPs, and it could mean one might finally land and address the world. Many of us believe they have already contacted the governments of the world, who use the excuse, "We are not ready to know."